Welcome to TahoeProject.org. This is part three in the interview with Joanne Marchetta, Executive Director at the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. Joanne, you've mentioned a couple of times in the course of our conversation the environmental sideboards or the environmental parameters and the role that TRPA has set has played in setting those regionally. Can you just give us a sense of what those environmental parameters are and what they're directed at accomplishing?
Mm-hmm. You know, the basics of TRPA system, we have environmental standards across 9 resource categories. So everything from water quality to air quality to soil conservation to wildlife protection to recreation. And all of those standards will have to be addressed in local governments' area plans. They always have been addressed, but now, again, as these area plans come through the system in an attempt to update the basin, we'll have to revisit whether those proposed changes fit within all of those environmental standards. So there will still be the likelihood of needing to do BMPs on everyone's property. But we've given a little bit more flexibility in that. These are modest changes to the regulatory system where a local government can look at an area-wide system. And if that area-wide system is as protective as a parcel-by-parcel approach, then we would be able to approve that area plan. So all of those environmental standards are still in place. All of those local government plans will be reviewed as against those standards. So there's no weakening here, there's no laxity, there's just a little bit more flexibility being built into the system to allow localities to tailor their placemaking to our stringent standards. So the reason that people can trust this plan is those environmental sideboards are the foundation of those area plans. This isn't relaxing environmental protection for the basin, and I think that's an important point for everybody to understand. At the same time, there is this increased flexibility to try to plan locally within those sideboards in a way that TRPA has never been able to do well with a monolithic standard that would apply, or with a monolithic prescription that would apply everywhere within the basin.
Mm-hmm. So last year in our interview, I think we talked a bit about the water quality threshold and how, well, progress has been made in all of the other threshold areas. The most has been invested there, and yet it's been most stubborn and most difficult to turn the tide on. Mm-hmm. This, I guess, harkens back to my civil society question. If the places, the localities are invited to create their tailored plans to designing places, and the environmental sideboards mandate that they make progress toward that water quality goal, what does that mean in terms of how what's happening in these place defining conversations is different from anything that's happened in Tahoe before?
Okay, so I talked a little bit about ways in which we've given some additional flexibility to solve the environmental problems of the environmental issues of an area. So coverage management. We've always dealt with coverage parcel by parcel by parcel by parcel. Within these area plans, within these local government plans, we're allowing folks to come in now and look at coverage more on an area-wide basis. Maybe we can get a huge slug of coverage reduction in one location in return for putting in water quality improvements and fully updated water quality treatment systems. And we achieve the same environmental protection goals. So area-wide coverage management, area-wide BMPs solutions. Those are some of the ways. I forgot your question again. I get talking. And
I guess I was trying to think about in that place, in these discussions that are about place and design of place and local character, how people involved in that exciting process interpret or internalize the environmental sideboards in their conversation or in their thinking, because a lot of those environmental sideboards get pretty technical. Mm-hmm. And yet if you just approach it as we're improving water quality and it's up to you to be creative about how you do that. I guess that's what I'm trying to translate is the environmental sideboard in that
it's
setting.
It's not just, it's up to you to be creative about that. See, we have had a paradigm shift in the basin. We had 10 years of science. The science told us where the pollutants were coming from that were affecting Lake Clarity. Those pollutants are coming from roads. We've already invested hundreds of millions of dollars in roadway water quality treatments. Where we haven't done water quality updates and water quality investment is in our town centers. All right? And in order to get those investments, the paradigm shift was the total maximum daily load. It said you need to achieve load reduction. Where that load reduction needs to occur may vary place to place to place. The flexibility that we have built into the system now is based upon this new TMDL paradigm that says you can focus on the locations where you can get the greatest pollutant load reduction. That may vary. That's the built-in flexibility, but that's the regulatory protection. It's not a one-size-fits-all prescription anymore. So the two states developed that paradigm shift through 10 years of scientific inquiry. Now, in order to implement that, TRPA had to take a step back and say, how do we modify the system here to conform better to the science of what we know? How do we give the flexibility? How do we put the flexibility in our system to create the incentive to address the most problematic places? We've done that by incorporating the TMDL and offering incentives in the form of modest adjustments to the regulatory structure. You can do area-wide water quality systems. You can look at area-wide coverage reduction. Why? Because the TMDL said, let the system focus on the place where you get the biggest environmental bang for the buck, rather than, as I said earlier, this monolithic, one-size-fits-all prescription for every square foot of property within the basin. That may not be where we get actual, you know, the best environmental benefit. And so, again, we modified the system just enough to build that flexibility in, because we know more now. Science tells us we needed to do this just a little bit differently, and we're trying to accommodate to that. And we all know how hard change is in this basin.
But
because it looks to some people get afraid that somehow this isn't as protective. The science is telling us it will actually be more protective.
lead to better water quality results by integrating that flexibility in that place-based way. This is the close of part three in the interview with Joanne Marchetta, Executive Director at the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. Thank you for listening at tahoeproject.org.